Time now to go to Zorb. And I tell you what, we were cock-a-hoopers New South Wales supporters about a month ago. Now, not so much. Let's see what Zorb has to say about it all. Morning, Zorb.
Morning, boys. Yeah, morning, boy, it's been a tough time for Brad Fittler. His spillover of riches for Origin 1 in Brisbane has suddenly turned into a last-man-standing situation, particularly in the halves. Like they've gone down like nine pins. Luke Keary, Mitchell Pearce, and now Adam Reynolds. All not available. Tom Trbojevic, Jack Bird, Joseph Leilua, those outside backs, all out of action. What was going to be a tough job is now a relatively simple one. Nathan Cleary will be the halfback, and I'm sure Cody Walker's got to be 5'8".
Yeah.
It seems as though Jack Whiten's come back from last season's behavioural nightmare for him will be complete with a bench spot, and that's well-deserved on his form. The 2019 series is a vital one for the likeable Fittler. I mean, people look at Brad Fittler and see the smiling face, but I reckon underneath there's a fair bit of pressure on him. I mean, like a lot of great players, and we put him in that class without a doubt, he was a great, great player.
Yes.
He hasn't found the transition to coaching easy. He's well under 50% success rate in the NRL, which I'm sure would surprise a lot of people. 25 wins, 32 losses and one draw in his 58 games as NRL coach for the Roosters, which ended in disaster. And he's two wins from three for New South Wales. And suddenly the Blues and Fittler are under the pump to win game one at Suncorp on Wednesday week. It's not going to be an easy one. Queensland's coming into this with a smoother preparation, I reckon, than New South Wales in terms of who's available and who's not.
Zorb, I'll defer to my good friend Jimmy Smith here. I know Jimmy often has told me about, he knows Freddie Fittler quite well, and in terms of his football knowledge and his ability to resonate with the players, Jim, you're a massive B. Fittler fan.
Yeah, and that's the thing that he's got going for him best from last year, Zorb, and that's what he's going to need to carry over into 2019.
Yeah, jury's out with me. I want to see some performances. We saw a glimpse of it. And I maybe he was a little bit young when he took on the Roosters job. Maybe he's more knowledgeable now and is able to resonate with the players a bit easier. I'll make up my mind after this series.
Fair enough. Just on potential Blues players, Tom Trbojevic, what's his progress at the moment, injury-wise, on his comeback at all?
Tommy will be back in 2 weeks in the game against the Cowboys as a centre. Manly are in terrible trouble with Brad Parker suffering a broken jaw in that loss to the Titans on Friday night.
Wow.
Moses Suley's got a broken hand and he's out for another couple of weeks. So they've got a crisis in the centre spot. Tommy can handle that. And I'm tipping that that's where he'll come back. Tommy T and Dylan Walker will be the centres for a while until Suley comes back, and then he can revert to his fullback spot, where Brendan Elliott's been holding it down pretty well.
Yeah, been doing a good job. Thursday night was tough watching, I've got to say, but from a Penrith point of view...
Win's a win.
Exactly. They gutsed out the win, and I guess that's the important thing. And I tell you what, based on the week that Ivan Cleary had, he needed it.
Well, he did need it. And look, I'm of the opinion that Ivan needs media help and quickly.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Last week he had a plan but wasn't telling anybody about it. This week the sex tape scandal bobbed his head up again from the off-season and has now been labelled as having a serious effect on the club's recent abysmal form. I mean, how many players were involved? Not the whole team, only a few. How can it affect the players that weren't involved, those that just went about their own business?
How many were involved?
Exactly right.
Yeah.
How many were?
Yeah.
Ivan Cleary looks to have had few answers, and the players and sponsors and fans and his board can't help but be worried. The 16-10 win, as you said, over Parramatta on Thursday, it'll stop the bleeding for a short time, but with the roster they have, anything short of the top eight is a major failure. I think everybody, particularly us three guys, we all have them in our top four.
Yes.
Ivan needs a strong media person assisting him at the moment because he's coming across as surly and an excuse maker who has no answers. Now, Ivan Cleary is a terrific bloke.
Yes.
But that side of him needs to come out. at the moment, he looks under pressure. Everybody else is going to be under pressure. The valve needs opening a little bit of pressure off. Now, I really can't believe that the local junior and Kiwi captain, Dallin Wojtaszek Zalesniak,
yep,
suddenly wants out. He's 100 miles the best number one at the club, but he wants to play there, but he can't get a gig there. Just looking at the Panthers, they appear to lack energy for 80 minutes to me. That wasn't all that impressive the other night.
DWZ is fascinating because he was captaining New Zealand. He was a nominee for the Golden Boot Best Player in the World last year. And if you look at, I look at him,
favourites,
Dylan Edwards is a great trainer and a fine talent, but he's miles in front, DWZ. There is something going on there. One thing that's been fantastic, Indigenous round and the great celebrations that we've enjoyed pre-game. And I tell you what, the jerseys capture the attention of the youngsters.
Yeah, I think the jerseys are fantastic. It raises the question too. So many great Indigenous players in our wonderful game have lit up our sport for so long. I firmly believe, without a doubt, that my old touring mate overseas had a lot of fun with him playing cards in the aisle of the bus for days and days and days on end. Arthur Henry Beetson comes immediately to mind, but there have been so many. Artie was the best forward I've seen, and Jonathan Thurston the best back, Indigenous-wise, but there have been so many. I love the concept. When you think of some of the players, Larry Corowa, Preston Campbell, Ticker Ferguson, Cliffy Lyons, Nathan Blacklock, Ricky Walford, Greg Inglis, the list just goes on and on and on.
Yeah, some outstanding players there. Hey, Zorb, you've got some good news on Liam Knight.
Yeah, well, I think his rehabilitation speaks volume for the game. We've got a situation in our game where we're a lot of the time talking about gloom and doom and about the players. And I understand the NRL are going to trot some figures out this week. The behaviour of the players has improved since the off-season. Well, hallelujah. I would think so. They're in strict training. I mean, some of the stuff coming out of the NRL is just garbage. Look, this kid is a success story if you've ever seen one.
Yep.
And I've had a fair bit to do with him as he's come through. I've watched him come through as a kid from the entrance. He had a terrible upbringing. He's taken 6 years and four clubs. But the game of rugby league's provided a life off the streets for this kid. He's a much improved forward at South Sydney. He scored a try last night. He was a talented but very troubled kid when he left the Central Coast to join Manly in the junior representative teams. Knight simply couldn't handle the rapid rise and coming into money and a little bit of fame. And after a series of off-field problems culminating in spraying Irrigar down his throat when pulled over by the Highway Patrol on the Roseville Bridge a few years ago, he was charged with speeding and drunk driving. Knight was thrown a lifeline by the Roosters originally, but blew that chance as well. He then moved to Canberra to get out of Sydney. And to his credit, improved his football and his lifestyle at the Raiders.
Yes.
But his acceleration at South has been spectacular. He wanted to come back and be closer to the ocean, ride his surfboard and just live closer to the beach. He looks happy and settled with the competition leaders. I feared for where he would end up after that horrific upbringing that he had. But the game has provided a pathway out of hell for this young man. It has for other players too in the game.
Yes.
Kieran Foran comes immediately to mind, and I'm thrilled that he's back playing the football that he was playing a few years back at Manly, now at the Bulldogs. You know, Mitchell Pearce is another one. There's plenty of good stories in our game, and I just thought today it'd be nice to bring up that one, and I hope he continues down that path, and I hope me talking about him being on the right track doesn't prove to be the kiss of death on him. Boys, also, the NRL, it's got to get serious about women in the game. The NRL really has been supporting and promoting women in rugby league, but how far have they gone? The hierarchy have made an art out of saying the right thing, but moving slowly to actually support women in the game. For a start, women refs have undergone the longest apprenticeships in the game. Casey Badger and Belinda Sharp, they'll be grandmas before they get given the whistle. Why the long wait? It's not as though the men are all that crash hot. And what about the New South Wales versus Queensland women's origin game?
Mm.
It should be a no-brainer, curtain raiser. to Origin 1 at Suncorp. But no, the women cop good old North Sydney Oval, cricket pitch in the middle for their big game. What an opportunity missed. Now, the women's game needs women's refs and touchies in the big games. It's time they got their opportunity. To their credit, the NRL, I understand this week, will move to have the women's grand final as the curtain raiser before the NR grand final. And that will go before the commission. I hope it's rubber stamped because it's a step in the right direction. But let's get this Origin game on where it should be, right before the men.
Disagree with you wholeheartedly on both points. I think Belinda Sharp and Casey Badger are no better than their male counterparts and shouldn't be considered just because they're women. I agree they should be able to do the New South Wales Queensland Women's Origin game, but I like that being a standalone game because the audience that attract is way bigger than what they'd be able to attract if they were on pre-State of Origin. The venue is an issue. Now they could play it at Bankwest Stadium because that's perfect for it.
What about Grand Final Day?
Grand Final Day, I love the fact that they're the next game prior to the NRL Grand Final. Yeah. So
I do too, but I still think they should be given their... What a thrill for them to be on that field of Origin just before the men spilt blood. I think that would be sensational in the atmosphere. I remember even a couple of... I mean, years ago, you'll remember it, Jimmy. New South Wales Police played... Queensland Police. And it was war. I mean,
absolutely.
They might have taken their batons out there. you talk about behavioural issues. The cops went out at blood and thunder. There was everything going on. It was sensational. And I reckon this would be too.
Oh, there was one of the fathers at one of my young blokes' footy sides was playing in that game. So it was very, very interesting. Hey, let's just having a watch on the top eight chances of the Brisbane Broncos. They were $2.15 2 weeks ago. We said, get on, put your house on. Gamble responsibly, obviously. But they were $2.15, then they were $2. They're into $1.60 now.
What price Penrith?
Now, this is exciting news too, because on the website, Penrith.
Top eight.
Oh, hang on, Raymond. What have we done here?
Bear
with me, Zorb. Sorry. Penrith, $4.25. Leave me out of Penrith being in the top eight. Now, the Zapper for this week has its very own place on the website and on the app. So
Absolutely.
And if you go to today's specials, and then you'll be able to find the Zapper. So, mate, fire away.
Yeah, I'm going to go for... It's been an upset-riddled round, isn't it? South's the only favourites. Congratulations to them. 10 wins out of 11 games. Fantastic effort. And what about Happy Joe? Happy, he's actually smiling. Living in Sydney, charge of the Rabbitohs.
Loving life.
Running out of troops.
Can you just clarify to the listeners who Happy Go Happy is?
Oh, he was the bloke in the ad that never smiled for... I think it was for... the NRMA.
Happy Joe. All right.
But he's smiling now. He's smiling. He might have to put the boots on those skinny pins he's got and play. They're running out of troops. But, gee, they're doing it well, South Sydney. Look, I'm a firm believer, and I stick with some teams go better against other teams. Now, who would believe that the Bulldogs, after their poor... form of recent seasons,
yes,
would hold a majority decision over the Melbourne Storm in their clashes. They do, 21-19 over the years. They only got beaten 18-16 first round at Amy Park.
Yes,
last time they played at Belmore, they won 12-6. I'm going for the Bulldogs with a start today. They've got 5.5, is it, or 6.5?
10.5. Mm.
10.5. Well,
we've been given 10.5. That's because of the Zapper. The special Zapper's been given 10.5.
Mm. Okay, beautiful. And the Dragons are good things to beat the Sharks down at Wynn Stadium. They go better there than they go anywhere else.
Yes.
In front of the crowd in Wollongong. And I'm Bulldogs all up Dragons for our Zapper today. And that'll give us some money to load up for Origin, and we'll announce our Origin selection next week after the teams are announced today and tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll look forward to that. Bulldogs plus 10.5 into the Dragons, minus 1.5, and the boys and the girls at TAB have pumped up the odds. We're getting $4 for that for the listeners today on the website or the app. Go to today's special in the sports section, today's special, and there you'll see the Sunday NRL Zorbas Zappers double. So good work on that, Zorb. Well done today, and we'll speak next week.
Okay, boys.
There he is, Zorba. His thoughts on the game of rugby league. We'll take your thoughts as well. Just on that point he made about Liam Knight. Hudson Young, there's another great story in the Sunday Telegraph today about the redemption of Hudson Young. And Braden Burns, he's out injured at the moment, but what a great story he is for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. He is. Yeah, he's living it.